praise for what we're learning tonight. First blot. Second blot is also fine, but the first blot is really good geschmack. Total geschmack. Okay. Lulav HaGazel, a stolen lulav. Ayavish, a dry lulav. Possible they're both but no good. Shashem comes from a tree which was worshipped. Or Shayer Dachas, a tree in a city which has been condemned that all of its property must be burned. Possible it's no good. Niktam Rosho, if the top of the lulav has been snapped off. Nivutsu Olav, if its leaves have already divided from the spine. Possible it is no good. Nifudu Olav, if they've not divided completely, they're just somewhat separate. In other words, they don't go out like this, just a little bit, so then it's still okay. Then it's still kosher. Rabbi Domei Yagdemi Yamali have to bind it together on top. Tzinehar Barzel is where the leaves are not fully developed yet. In other words, each leaf doesn't come up to its full height of the lulav like ours do. They come all, they don't come to full height, but they come, you know, they rise pretty high and they overlap. And Tzinehar Barzel, they don't overlap, right? Each leaf ends, and then another leaf starts on top, another leaf on top. It's not as fully developed.
It's not tapered,
right. Kesheras, it's kosher. Kol lulav sheyesh bo shlosha tvachim yudei nanea bo. Any lulav which has three tvachim in order to shake it is kosher, and the Gemara is going to say that that's not an accurate statement. Tai Rebbe Chiya. Rebbe Chiya says, l'kachtem l'chem, take for you, mishalochem, yours, v'lo gozu, not stolen. Am Rabbi Levi, the drosh is only in Yerushalmi, it's not in the Bavli. Zeshu noita lulav gozu lamao doime. What if somebody takes a lulav gozu now, a stolen lulav analogous to? Lecha chikibet es hashil to antamchu yechad. It's like somebody who gives the governor a very wonderful, exquisite dish, cooked dish. Vinimsa mishlo. It turns out that he stole it from the governor's kitchen. So the same thing, the guy who takes a lulav gozu, it's not his. He's not giving from his own. Right, he's getting from somebody else's. Amru, they said, Oy lezeh, woe to this guy, Shanasa Sanigoro Katigoro, that his defense attorney became his prosecuting attorney. So it's interesting, again, this is not because of Mitzvah Bar Bavera, right? The Bible uses Mitzvah Bar Bavera. The Ushami says, En Kategor Nasu Sanigor, right? Which means, don't take a prosecuting attorney as a defense attorney, or vice versa. Don't make that from a defense attorney a prosecuting attorney. So it's interesting because it's not exactly the same svara, right? Mitzvah bar avera has all sorts of parameters when the avera falls off, but here it's more of a svara of do not take something which is hypocritical. All right, I'm not sure if there's an afkamina between the two, but it's an interesting distinction. Shofar a shalaku. Now, here comes the really interesting part. Shofar Akum, you have a shofar...
Excuse me, the nafkina might be that there's no...
What do you mean?
Well, if you stole it, so mitzvah bar me'aveira,
yeah.
So lava nita kase, you give back?
Yeah, but then you still can't use it, it's not yours. You still can't use it. When you give it back to you, you still have to buy it from him. Regardless, you're still going to have to do something after that in order to be able to use it, because it has to be yours. It can't be even borrowed the first day. So you can't even borrow lulav. So I'm not sure that'll make a difference. But look at this. Shofar Akum. A shofar which belongs to Avodah Zarah, which only dachs or belongs to the city of which is both condemned to death. Reb Lezer Omer Kosher. Let's say it's kosher. Tan Reb Chia Kosher. Chia learned it's kosher. Tan Reb Yeshi Apostle. Now, in our Mishnah said, lulav is no good, right? Hakomo dimba lulav shupasul. Mabin shofar, mabin lulav. Why is a shofar from Avodah Zarah or a shofar of Irni Dachas no good, but good? Sorry, but lulav is not. So it says, Gemara Gevalda Gechilik. Ah, look at this. I'm Rabbi Yasi. But lulav ksiv, it says, Ulkachten lochem, mishalochem. It's got to be yours. The lo mishal iser hanoya. It can't be something which is forbidden in benefit. But I'm hacha. But here, yom trua yelachem. You don't have to have the shofar. You don't even have to have the trua. You have to make for yourself a day of trua. Mikom makom. In other words, by lulav, you got the chefza is the lulav, and you have to lulav has to be yours. But here the chefza is not a shofar, not even a trua. It's a day of trua you have to have. A day of trua, you don't have to own something. You can't. You don't own a day, so it means that the chefza is independent. The chefza of the mitzvah is independent of the shofar itself. The shofar is just the means by which you create a yom trua, and the yom trua is independent. Of course, the yom trua doesn't have to be affiliated or owned by anybody. It's a beautiful, beautiful svara.
You designate your own yom trua.
Right.
Lachem. So it's
right, that yom trua.
It's like Makashi Shor of Azmai.
That's right. That's right. I tap in. I tap into the yom trua which exists in the. That's right. And I have a shaychus to it. It's a beautiful, beautiful svara. Now, as a sub-svar here, which I should note, that the Yerushalmi says here, it's got to be lochem and not osir bano. Now, this is a very, very big machlekes among the Rishonim, the Achronim. Can I own something which is osir bano? Is it mine? In other words, let's say it's avodah zara, it's got to be burnt. But it's something which belonged hitherto to me. Am I considered to own it? Right?
Yeah.
So the question is a tremendous machlokas among Rishonim and Achronim. Big Deishesh speaks about it. So the Isser, the question is whether the Isser HaNoah, since if I can derive benefit from it, can I still be considered owner of it? Or is the ownership of an object defined as the usage thereof, and since I can't use it, I'm not the owner of it? Do you see the Chakira? So here you see clearly the Yerushalmi holds that if something's lost by no, I don't own it. It can't be lochem, right? Because Yerushalmi should have said that since it's avodah zara, I don't own it, right? But that's the Yerushalmi throws in the middle step. It says it's also by no, and therefore I do not own it. You see that? So the Yerushalmi holds something which is also by no, there's no ownership in. That's quite clear from the Yerushalmi. Okay, says the Gemara. Amar Blazer, let's say a different distinction. Tamon begufo yotze. He doesn't go as far as the previous one. He said, but it's a similar idea. He says, by lulav, yotze with the holding of lulav, that's the mitzvah. Bramhocha, but here, bekolo hu yotze. By shofar, it's not so much the yom trui, elochemi dash, the day of trui, but lamais, it's the same idea. The kol is an abstract thing. And because yotze, you really yotze by shofar through shomei kone. Right? Now the thing is, by shofar it's even more than any other mitzvah, because by mikra megillah, say, the guy who reads is being yotze through kriya. Everybody else is yotze because of shomei ka'one. But by trua, even the guy who blows is only yotze because he hears what he's saying, and that hears what he's blowing, and that's why we make the bracha. Anybody pay attention ever to the bracha we make? The shmah kol shofar, right? Because the idea is to hear, not to create. So it's a unique kind of mitzvah in that sense. So since that's the case, so therefore certainly the kol here, there's no iser banah, right? It's the whole mitzvah is the kol. Amar le tamu gufa yetzei ramah v'kol yetzei v'yesh v'kol ba'aser banah. You think there's any call which is osir bano? There's no such thing. You cannot say a voice is osir bano. No such thing. Now, it's a concept of kobi isha erba, they're forbidden pleasures. But it's not that the voice is osir bano. You're not allowed to derive ano from the voice. It's two separate things. Okay? Mapli, what's the machlokas? Bishagazla meshupe. When you stole a lulav and it was already cut, it was already trimmed. But if I stole it and then I trimmed it myself, then I can own it. I own it it's a here talk would be enough. If you own it, it's mitzvah bo baver, and I change it and I make it my own, so it's still mitzvah bo baver because it came to my hands of Eser. That's explicit in the Bavli. But the Yushami, it's not quite mitzvah bo baver. But rather, it has to be an object which is not mine to give to the king is hypocritical, right? But the halacha is, once it's been yeush, the original owner is given up hope of getting it back, and the shinui, the object has been changed. And here it's a shinui maisa, right? Because I trimmed the lulav, so I acquire it. and I have to pay him back, not the lulav itself, which now belongs to me, since it's not the same lulav I stole. Rather, I pay him back money. So therefore, according to the Yerushalmi, at this point I can use it. Even though I stole it, I did not aver to get it, but now it's a different object, right? Because then the problem is not mitzvah bar b'aveira, because it would still be mitzvah bar b'aveira, but rather the problem is that it's not mine. How can I give the governor something which really belongs to him? Well, now it is mine, because the Torah said, oh, you did it, it was Yishin Shinimites, and now it belongs to you, you have to pay him back money. Okay? That's very good. Gaza lulav mikan v'hadas mikan. He stole a lulav from one guy, and a hadas from another guy, and an arava mikan. You care enough to do the mitzvah. You have to give it. It's a Jewish kind of. He steals lulav. So he steals a lulav from here, hadas mikan, and an arava mikan. So in that case, if Oakland, he joins them together. So is that considered enough of a shinui? In other words, he stole them independently, and now he put them all together. It's not enough a shinui that he's considered to acquire it.
No, they could be taken apart just as easily.
That's what I was going to say. Nishmini min ador. Let's turn out from here. Sukkah Gazula stole. What's the problem?
No, just look up for a second.
You look bewildered.
No, I was actually thinking about the different things that I learned up to now.
Okay, Nishmini min ador. Let's start from here. Sukkah Gezula. Sukkah Gezula.
Don't look up anymore.
Is Tani Tani, that doesn't learn Kshera. You stole a Sukkah. Some say you're kosher. Is Tani Tani Psula. So it depends. Rabbi Simon Shem, Rabbi Shub and Levi said, Mandamar Kshera, you said it's kosher, Bishagosa Karka. If I put my Sukkah in your backyard, I'm still Yotze. Because I don't have to own the land underneath it. I didn't steal it from you, really. I didn't take your land away from you. I'm just making use of it. I'm a squatter. So that's okay. He said it's possible when I stole the schach. Or I stole the, you know, the structure of the sukkah. Obviously, that's no good. Says the Gemara. So, Vefshel Shli Kosher. When you steal schach, don't you tie down the schach? If you tie down the schach, so it should be Shini Maisa, right? It changes it. When you tie schach, it actually changes it.
You
cannot
tie
right?
It.
Right? Also, Tzmur says. So the Mar's first kasha, so you see that, Shini Maisa doesn't help. Says, Tzmur, no, Bimyashim Ilman, you just set it in place. You didn't actually tie it in place. So, Echraim, the same thing would be true about the lulav. That since you could put it back, so if it's not considered you acquired the lulav, if you just tie it together. Rabban the Kitzur Mishnah Yochan said Bainzeh, and it says possible. It's a typo. It should be Kshera the Korban Ein Gilui the Ephraim. Say it's kosher. And this is in fact the Bavli says that there's a Takana the Rabban. It's called Takana Sashovim. In order to make it easy for people to tshuva, once you construct something with stolen property, you don't have to destroy your building in order to give it back. You know, according to a strict letter of Allah, you would have the beam, that's right. Yeah. And they apply that to sukkah as well. Even though sukkah's only up for 7 days, those 7 days you don't have to destroy your sukkah. So if Rabbanan actually came and said that the sukkah is kosher, it's really yours for that for those 7 days.
That's Al Tanai that you're giving it.
Yeah, once you destroy it. But not for those 7 days you have it. So Ezuk Zulab, so what goes is possible. What goes possible? Kosher Nichlas Betel Sukkosu Shochaver Shlomi Taito. You built the sukkah and I kick you out of your sukkah. So that's causal and that's possible. Now, the Gra says it's only possible to Rabbanan. Al-Khatkhila, not to the Evan. Even in this case, even though it says possible, it's preferable not. And the Raya of the Gra, I think, is the next case. Tosfos Rida has a lot of difficulty with this. But the Raya of the Gra is, I think, the next case. It says, Gohadah, like this case, Gamliel Zuga, Avale Metala Go Shuka. Gamliel Zuga, that was his name, made a sukkah in the marketplace. He, you know, was the Chad Lubavitcher, made a sukkah in the middle of Daily Plaza, right? So he made a sukkah. What?
Zuga.
Your name's Zuga, right? So Zuga, here. Avale Madlago Zuga. Avale Rabbi Shimon Lake, Lokish, Rabbi Shimon Lokish, Batsai, Avale Mantra, who permitted you to put it here. So therefore, you shouldn't do it. Mm-hmm. Now, but this is a case where we clearly say in Amar Aleph that you yaitze it, but the Evid, right? If you put your sukkah on somebody else's property, you yaitze it because karka and in exelus. So here too, Hashem and Lakish is really just telling him, l'chatchila, you shouldn't do it. It's not proper. Who gave you permission to put up your sukkah with a rabbi? And so too, then when it says possible that if you throw some of my neighbor out of a sukkah and I use his sukkah, it only means possible l'chatchila. It's not nice. But the other ambulance.
It's carjacking the sukkah.
Right, carjacking the sukkah. Okay? Yavish Pasul, another amazing drush in the Yerushalmi, but I think this is similar to the Bavli here. Yavish Pasul, Rabbi Amishan, Rabbi Nissan Bar Pazi said, Yavish Pasul, why is it dry Ula Pasul? Al Shem Lo, Amazim Yahalu Ko! Dead people can't praise God. Who's dead here? The Lulav. It's a dead Lulav. Dead Lulavin can't praise God. You need a Lulav to say Hallel. Right? Lo Amazim Yahalu Ko, they can't say Hallel. Okay, so the Bavli says it's possible because not Hodor. It has to be Mehudar, right? But we learn from Priyat Sador, it has to be Mehudar. So that's what the Yerushalmi says, Bavli says, but the Yerushalmi says, Lo Amesim HaLukot. I don't, that's probably very similar. I don't know if there's any Nafka Mina, but that's what, that's the difference. Time is an expression. Time share Rabbi the Yavish Atzma Kosher. Rabbi says the dry, well, dry lulav is kosher. On Rabbi said, for I'll bring you proof. I'll look in the cities by the sea. Mauritian lulavain libnain, they used to give the loving to their kids as an inheritance for the next generation. On Rulos, they said, hey, Lamedi Mishasat Chok. That was there was hard to get lulav in there, so that was a shas of chak. Normally, you don't do it. Bon kumi Rabbi Avina. Now the answer for Rabbi Avina: Yom shel tzitziso mao. The tzitzis of the lulav went dry. It's interesting language. The tzitzis here means the fringe, and here the fringe means the top leaf. You know, top leaf is more sensitive in halacha. It's called the tioimis in the Bavli. It's more sensitive in halacha than the rest of the leaves. So therefore. Lulav is not possible until most of the leaves go dry, except if the middle leaf goes dry. So what's the status of middle leaf goes dry? Says Mar Mabe no Lukatum. He responded with a question. Well, of course it should be possible. What's in between this and one which snapped off, right? They should both be possible. So he says, no, it's not. There is a difference. I'm a Zadur v'Zeh Eino Adur. If it's dry, so it could still be, it's in Hadr, because in general the image of lulav is a nice one. But if it's snapped off, then it's not Hadr anymore. So that's his question, and we didn't really resolve it. But perhaps he can resolve from the next case. Rabbi Moluch, interesting name. I don't remember that name from elsewhere. Did I ever tell you about the Rogachover? Rogachover, you know, the Rogachover discovered that the Ushami Akachim was forged?
Oh. Yeah.
What was that?
Yeah.
Someone wrote
because there wasn't a.
Yeah, but how do you show me to how the Royal Trevor Terminal was forged?
Well, because every more has a new rabbi, one rabbi.
Right. There were no new rabbis in it. Yeah. All the rabbis said every Masechta in Shas, and I guess in Yerushalmi too, has a more which doesn't appear anywhere else in Shas.
Really?
Yeah. Yes. And in the Yerushalmi Akachim, there are only known Amoroim who appeared. So he was so good in actually making names which were appeared elsewhere that the Rogan Sharma said that's proof that it's a forgery.
Oh, very interesting.
Yeah. So,
something like that in anthropology, too.
What is it?
They discovered the bones of. Bones were half of it were an ape and half of it were a man.
Yeah.
And that was supposed to be the big.
Yeah.
How it's called.
Piltdown Man?
Yes. That was it.
It was a fake.
Because somebody fused together bones of an ape and bones of a man. They finally able to decipher that. I forgot exactly why, but it's very...
Okay. So name it's that. So here, Rabbi Moluch. I don't remember his name before. Rabbi Moluch.
I threw that in. But
right. Moluch Hashem, maybe should also tell you. Right. Moluch Hashem,
that's right.
Like,
that's right. It all depends on your intent.
What?
Rabbi Moluch, Mishnah Rabbi Shimon Levi said, "Nechlak hamatim." That what we call the tiamis in the Bible, and the Yerushalmi is called the matim. If the middle leaf is split, commission ifra du'alim. It's as if all the leaves have been separated from the lulav, and it's no good. That's the fact that the leaf, if you go and you check lulavim, so that's the middle leaf, which is always checked to see if it's split or not. Because if that one's split, it's as if the most of them is split, and that's no good. Okay? Kapus Tamorim. Luv is called Torah Kapus Tamorim. Rabbi Tarfon Omer Kapus Tamorim. Kabbalah Smorim means that, as Rabbi Yehuda will explain in a minute, that you have to stick them together. You have to; they actually have to be, you know, tied together tightly. Rabbi Kiva Omer Kabbalah Smorim Kishmorim. Rabbi Kiva says, no, it's not necessarily what it means. He says that you have to have one lulav, and the lulav is called the kapos. He doesn't darshan anything yet. But Rabbi Yehuda again explained. Rabbi Tarfon says even nifrad yagder, or it has to. Kapos is language of kafus. Kafus means tied, right? So here it has to be all tied together.
That's what Tarfon says. Kafus tomorrow, right?
Right. It's like kafus, right? Read kafus, right? Elohim tzinei ha'baris barzel shen ksheros. What's the tzinei ha'barzel mishmishu, which is kosher? Kosher roshes zeh magil tzai kosher zeh. The top of one leaf has to reach the bottom of the next leaf. That's the minimum. If they don't even reach the bottom of the next leaf, then that's no good. Okay. Tani, we learned charus psula. If a lulav is solid, the leaves are not yet differentiated. Obviously, it's a very young lulav, so it's possible. Domachos, if it just looks like they're together, but they're really distinct, that's kosher. Al Shimon Abba v'Shem Rabbi Yochanan said, "Kinei Masnis." And this is the way to read our Mishnah. It should be not kidei, as it says here in the Gemara, but ukidei l'nanei abo kosher. Has to be the three tefachim plus enough to shake it, which one is going to say in a minute is an extra tefach. And so you pass the lulav has to be four tefachim long, not three tefachim. The other thing is the three tefachim lulav has to be four tefachim because it has to have three tefachim. That's a shear plus another tefach to hold it in order to shake the whole package, the whole bundle. Okay. Tani adasa rovish losha. It's in the Brisa Adasana over three tefachim, lulav arba, and lulav is four tefachim. Time learned by Amos Chamisha, Divi Rabbi Tarfon. It's an Amma of five tefachim, Kun Rabbi Tarfon. The Chalchoyim mean by Amos Shisha, an Amma of six tefachim, which we measure these tefachim. Al Daitid Rabbi Tarfon, Kun Rabbi Tarfon, Pushkin Ravin, they're larger tefachim. Al Daitid Rabbon and Pushkin Tchikim, they're smaller tefachim. Now, the Bavli has an whole elaborate equation which Yushalmi doesn't have, but I think Yushalmi means as well, which is that according to Rabbi Tarfon, you take an Amma, which is five tefachim, an Amma which is six tefachim, divide it into five, and then those tefachim are the ones you need in order to make a hadas or lulav and shear, which is actually more than three tefachim, because three tefachim are three out of six. But you're taking three out of five, which fit into six, which is, you know, somewhat bigger. I'm not sure exactly what the cheshbon is, but let's say it's really three. Yeah, I'll tell you exactly what it is. Three six is normally 50% of an amma, right? Half an amma. But if you take the same amma, divide it in five, and require three of those, then you're actually, it's 60% of an amma, so it's 10% larger. So according to Rabbi Tarfon, they're larger tefachim, right? So you need a hadas, which is 10% longer. And the svar of Rabbanan is the exact opposite. If you take an amma of five tefachim, and divide it into six, and those are the tefachim you need, which actually makes them much smaller tefachim, right? I'm a five tefachim divided to six. So instead of being three tefachim, which is 60%, it actually comes out to be three tefachim, which is 50%. In other words, it's reducing it. Okay? So that, you don't have to know the math. We're going to come to it in the Bavli, and you wish you never heard of it before. But the bottom line is that they're different. They're different shirim and tefachim. Okay? Rabbi Hashem, Lord Hashem, Rabbi Nasiya said, Lulav tefach. A lulav is a tefach, which of course is very strange. What do you mean, lulav is a tefach? Rabbi Simon Hashem, Rabbi Shimon Levi said, Azov, the bush, the hyssop, used to sprinkle on a mitzora who's purified, is also a tefach. Rabbi Zira asked, Lulav tefach, Azov tefach, Lulav is tefach, Azov tefach, what are we talking about, right? So either he's asking this question or he's making a statement, now the Gemara is going to explain his statement. It's not germane which one. Rabbi Yosef, Kima Rabbi Simon. We can understand it's based on Rabbi Simon. Rabbi Chin, Rabbi Simon, Meshem, Rabbi Shur Belevi said, Lulav Tefach, he said, Lulav is a Tefach, and Ezov is a Tefach, the Hisab is a Tefach, a Shomer is a Tefach, a Shalya, the minimum size of a fetus to be considered to be a true fetus is a Tefach. The Ezra, some say, Avdom Shlish is a third.
thing.
No, we never had it before. The Yeshuim Avtov and Shlisha, you're right, I shouldn't have glossed over it, but I don't remember such a thing. The Yeshuim, and some say, although here it says neither on the side, so maybe it was there. The Yeshuim Avtov and Shlisha is Tefach, the third wall in the Sukkah is the Tefach as well, as we learned previously in Masechta. And on that, Rabbi Zira, boy, Lulav Tefach, Rabbi Zira explained, rather, I should say, Lulav Tefach, Mivad Shizra. Lulav, not all these things are the same. A lulav is a tefach besides its spine. In other words, it's a spine of three tefachim plus an extra lulav tefach. Ezov is a tefach chutz yivon besides its twigs. In other words, it's a branch from a hyssop bush. So besides the branches which you use in order to sprinkle them, you need an extra tefach in order to hold it. As opposed to the other things mentioned here, that it's sufficient to have a tefach itself. The shofar only has to be a tefach. A little bit more, actually, because it has to stick out of your hand. But it only has to be a tefach, basically. And a shai only has to be tefach, basically. And the dovin shlishin is the sukkah, also basically only a tefach. Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Tavishim, Rabbi Chinna, Rabbi Parach, and Rabbi Maslam, Rabbi Menashe, Rav said, Lulav Tefach, Levad, same thing, Lulav is a Tefach, Milvad Shizra, with that side to spine, Ezov Tefach, the Ezov is a Tefach, also Chutzi Yivol, besides the twigs. Hadas! Hadas a Gozel, the stolen Hadas. Mayovish, a dry adas, parcel is no good. Shalashev, Shini Dach, the same idea. If it comes from a worship tree or a say which is Gedem, parcel is no good. Nikdem Rosh, if it's snapped, Nivitsu olive or its leaves have been divided, or Shuanova Merubim olive or it's got more grapes. I've never seen adas with grapes, but they actually have grapes on them. You know why we never see them with grapes?
Because the sellers take off the grapes. Because they make it bad. Because they're possible. The miyats on kosher, if you took them off, it's okay. As long as there's less grapes than there are leaves, they might be off if you can't do any off of itself. Because that's like masaki and mud, it's like you're fixing the adas. Ksivit says, Va'ana feitzovos. That's how adas is identified in Torah. What does that mean? Shanov of Choyvinus Rubo, it's got to have leaves which cover it, the majority of the tree. Voilakamin Kalia, and they have to go up as if they are a braid. That's where you get the concept of Meshulash, right? They have to be intertwined on each level. Says, what's that? Zadas. That's what a Zadas is. Says, why it's a Zadas? In Tamar Zesa, if you're going to see it's an olive branch, Voilakamin Kalia, it has several leaves on each level, but the leaves do not cover the twig. Itamar Zarguna, another type of tree, then you have the twigs covering its majority, but Ainola Kamin Kalia doesn't go up as a braid. Basis this, everyone has both qualities, Sadas. Now, getting back to the grapes. Said, only black grapes possible, the hadas. Lama. Ask more, why? Is it mishum she'en and domos la'atz tleitzo? It's because they do not look like the wood, and therefore they cancel out the wood, because they're black and the wood is green. Mishum she'nigmar perior, is because they are complete. In other words, they're fully mature, and since they're fully mature, so therefore, again, they're not tough out to the tree. They don't become subordinate to the wood, and they cancel out the wood. So, what's the difference if it's because of the color or because of their ripeness? I'll tell you what the nafkin mean is. Let's say it's a daso type, which only grows green. It doesn't grow black grapes. So in Tamishum Shein Domus Leitzer, because the problem is that it doesn't look like the wood and it cancels out the wood. Haray, this wood should either not be there, it should be Inun or Hain, which means they. Okay, because Haray and Hain Domus Leitzer, so they're like the wood, and therefore it's okay. In the heavy loads Tama, it must be that if it's not good, even if it's the type of adas which grows green grapes, it must be it's only because it's fully mature, and when it's fully mature, it cancels out the twig. Okay? Arova!
A rabba gzula that's stolen a rabba v'yivesha, a dry rabba gzula, it's no good. Shashem sheidachas. If it comes from a shira tree, if you're nidachas, pasula, niktam rosha, if it's cut, nivitzola, its leaves got split, it fell off actually. No, they got cut off, split off from the main body of the, I guess they're partially severed. About tzaftifa, a willow is psula. Kimusha, if it's wilted, as they all rovers do. Shashimitzalam part or most some part of its leaves have left it. So then Shobal, or if it doesn't even grow on a riverbed, on a nacha, it grows in a hillside, share these are all kosher. Ksivit says Vi'arve Nachal, and the rovers of the river, Eliela Shalnachal, and Ofug which go by riverbank. Shabbat, that should grow in a field which is, receives rainwater. The Shalarma grows in the hills. We now know that there goes what? Tamalomar vi arve. Now, it's a question. In the Bavli, it dodges from the word arve plural. But here it seems they're dodging from the extra vav. Because it says vi arve means even other types of robots. As long as it's the same species, even if it doesn't grow specifically on a riverbank, that's okay. Abba Shalomar arve nachal shtayim. It says arve nachal, that's two. Arava lulav, he darshens one of them is for arava using lulav, and the other is arava using the base hamikdash. And what day would they use the aravas in the base hamikdash?
No.
They put aravas around them as bech.
Shoes.
Think sukkahs. Ay, 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 Oshana Rabo.
Did you?
Yeah. That's why we use our Rovus in Oshana Rabo.
Right.
Rovus, yeah.
Rovus is a willow, right?
No. Our Rovus is not a willow.
A myrtle?
It's a myrtle, yeah. No, myrtle is hadas.
Hadas,
I don't know what, I'm not sure what the translation of it is. Maybe it is willow, but not a weeping willow.
Oh, because it says it can't be from the Shira tree. I said, well, how can it be from the Shira? It's not that type of leaf.
A Shira is not a specific kind of tree. It's any tree which is worshipped.
Oh. Okay.
What type of tree do you think a Shira was?
I don't know. I
thought. No, a Shira is only a tree which is worshipped.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So name it once for the lulav used at home, once for the lulav in the base on mikdash. Imke lomanem arve arve nachal. Now this is going back to Adakama, who says if you're dashing extra vav. So what about the nachal? What do you learn from nachal? So it says probably tzaftifa. This precludes the type of, I said weeping willow, but I don't actually know what a tzaftifa is. I'm really lying. The tzaftifa is something, but it's not called arve nachal. Doesn't necessarily primarily grow on rivers. The arava grows primarily on rivers. It happens to grow elsewhere as well. Oh. But then it grows in backyards of Chicago even. But the arve nachal, that the tzaftifa doesn't normally even grow. It's not there to grow on the river necessarily, so it's no good.
I wonder if the tzaftifa is really like mimicking the sound of the leaves rather than the species.
That might be why it's called what it's called.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, it's not better.
It has to be like probably a broad-leafed willow.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if you're a botanist.
I'm not. I'm just conjecturing based upon the name.
It's not conjecturing. It's also theory. Okay. Okay. Vasilya, what's the top of the
you misunderstand them.
Vasilik, I mean, what's a tzaftifa? There's something wrong with the gear, so here, too many vavs and things. My name meant, not too many vavs, too many haze. But haze tzaftifa, ha'atsuya, can mean mago psula. Whatever, I'm not sure what the actual is. There's something wrong, but it's not germane. It has a serrated leaf. That's no good. I think weeping willows do have serrated leaves. Yeah, they do. Rava has a smooth leaf.
Okay.
The tapsil has a serrated leaf. Kamin masak shira. Now it depends how it's serrated. If they go in and out like a scythe, it's possible. If they go like a saw, it's kosher. I forgot what the difference is. One of them goes, I forget which is which, one of them goes in and out like that, and the other goes like this. I think that that's the, when it goes in and out, that's okay.
Sure.
Yeah, that's a saw. But when it goes like a scythe, which is like this, that's no good. And I think that's the way weeping willow goes. The serrations on a weeping willow are like this. Yeah. Am I making sense?
You make yourself clear. Yeah. I don't know which is which. We're not botanists.
Right. He's a real rub of Sula. What's a rub which is possible? Additionally, all our go, we kind of love one. If it has a round leaf and a white twig, he's a rub of Sula. What's a kosher rub? All our roach, it has a long leaf, the corner on them, and a red wedge twig. That's what you're looking for. Okay, look it up. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Shlosh Hadasim v'shtei Arovos. How many of each, how many things you need? Rabbi Shmuel says three Hadasim. And two Arovos. Lulav Echod, one Lulav Esog Echod. Now that's, of course, over Zuri Paschim, but here it throws in a monkey wrench. By the Hadasim, even if two of them are snapped, that's enough. You don't need to have all three whole. Two snapped and one whole is okay. Right, if they're all three snapped, that's okay. You don't need any of them whole. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Kushem Shulav Echo, the Esrog Echo, just like you need only one Lulav and one Esrog, Kachadas Echod Varova Achas. So to the old, we need only one Adas and one Arava. That's it. 1, 1, 1, 1, 1. Mm-hmm. Now, how do we know all these things? Rishmol Darash and pre-Eitz Hador, pre is, it's all singular, Echod. Kapus Tamarim. Echod. It really says without above, it says Kapas. So it's one. Vanaf Eitz Avos Shlosha. That's three. Anaf Eitz Avos is three. Arvinachal, that's plural, that's shtayim, that's two. Now, the next, we're actually going to finish a little bit early tonight, I think, but the next Gemara is a little bit cryptic. I shouldn't say a little bit, it's a lot cryptic. And here the Gemara says, but I'm going to try, and everybody has a field day here trying to change gears and making it fit. I'm going to try to do the minimum of changes. In fact, as a matter of fact, only one change of word, I think, will work out. Now first, this line is like a medrash pliya. Everybody wants to say their own pshat on this line. Ushteit loyos achashein akduma. You need two questions. Nobody knows even how to translate it. What's a dloya? And one of them shouldn't be broken. So I want to learn like the mashbiach. I think the mashbiach is very cute. The mashbiach says, nobody said this pshat before him, and I have no reason to believe he's lying. That's a very, very cute pshat. He says, very often you find that you have a branch which breaks up further up. Breaks up, right? Starts off one and then it goes into two.
Right.
And let's say one of them is kotum, one of them is snapped. So as long as the other one is not snapped, it's okay. Because they say that that means that the branch is continuing up this way.
Right.
Even though this one's snapped. Right. That's what he says here means. Shteit loyos achshek tu shtuma. It brings proof etymologically that lawyer could mean a shoot. So if you have two shoots going at the same branch, all you need is one which is not caught to them, and that's sufficient.
And it could be either one.
Either one, right.
The one that's going out or the one that's straight.
Right. That's right. Because we just regarded that was being Nadas. Which he says, Maitzim Shubachoyim were Machshir. Says that was Alachim Maitzim, that people were Machshir. Just he doesn't, never knew a source until he interpreted the Yerushalmi to be the source for that Alach. Okay? Now, came back to Mishra, Rabbi Tarfon Omer. I feel the Shloshim Ketumi, even though all three are Ketumi. Rabbi Omer, Boy Kumi, Rabbi Ami. Now, again, here, everybody has a field day changing the gear, so I think I'll make it work in it pretty well, based on what I'm about to tell you.
Right, but right, remember, boy, come Rabbi Yami. Kimoda Rabbi Shmuel Marba Badas, Yabra Bashar meaning. Just like Rabbi Shmuel says by Hadas that that you can have snapped ones, so too, why can't you take the other ones and have them snapped? Right? Rabbi Shmuel says two snapped is good. Right? As long as one isn't snapped. So say, but the other ones also snapped ones are good. Now, there's an important point to make here, which is right. Obviously, he thinks that according to Rabbi Shmuel, you can even have all three snapped. He's not arguing qualitatively, Rabbi Tarfon, because otherwise, you wouldn't have a kasha, right? He's saying, so just like you take the hadas two snapped, so take all a rava snapped, take an esrog snapped, take a lulav snapped, you know, the top snapped off. So his kasha is obviously predicated on his assumption that even Rabbi Yishmael holds. That really, that all three can be snapped. He was just giving, you know, he's saying it's nice to have one which is not snapped. It's nice to have one hole and two not snapped. But not that he held it in essence, it had to be that way.
So the difference between L'chadchila and B'diavet?
Yeah, kind of like that. That Rabbi Shmuel was saying, L'chadchila, at least you should have one which is not snapped. But B'diavet, he understands, he agrees with Rabbi Tarfon. And that's what his mistake is. Amalei misbrat savat Rabbi Shmuel katu madar. You think Rabbi Shmuel holds like Rabbi Tarfon, so see presently that even if it's snapped, it's still mahuder, and therefore it can work by everything else? Can't be. Atinan, Rabbi Tarfon Omer, it's proof to you not, because there's a Tarfon Omer, afilu shlosh tam tumim, even if they're all three snapped. So who's Rabbi Tarfon saying afilu to? To Rabbi Shmuel, preceding him. Leis barnash amar afilu. The person doesn't say even Ella du moida kadmesa unless he's concedes to the original statement but adds on to it. In other words, it's when Rabbi Shmuel says even, the Rabbi says afilu shloshim tumim, he's obviously arguing Rabbi Tarfon. He's saying, yeah, you said two, but I say even three. But Rabbi Shmuel himself doesn't hold the way. Rabbi Shmuel argues. He says only two snapped, one hadas may not be snapped. Now, I'm Rabbi Chagai, Kun Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Chagai said, I'm Rabbi Chagai, but Kun Rabbi Yossi. I asked in front of Rabbi Yossi, Taka, so what's the machlokas here? Ma ba Rabbi Tarfon, let's see if I'll do Rabbi Shmuel. Where's Rabbi Tarfon come to add Rabbi Shmuel? I'm Lazy, said Rabbi Shmuel, the Kormi and Pay Moshe changed here. Los of our Kotum Hadar. Rabbi Shmuel's Kotum is not Hadar. Snapped is not proper, it's not Mother. Rabbi Tarfon, it's over Kotum Hadar. So that's why Rabbi Shmuel said you must have one which is not snapped. Because it's not Hadar otherwise. Rabbi Tarfon says it's still Hadar, so what if it's snapped? As long as it looks nice, what's the difference? So why can he even have why can he have two which are snapped? And one not, Mimanafshach. Either it's Hadar, in which case you could have all three snapped like Rabbi Tarfon, or it's not Hadar, so therefore you shouldn't allow any to be snapped. Right? Like even the two. So it's the Gemara never addressed that, but I think I have a good svara for this. Listen to what I have to say and see what you think of this. What Rabbi Akiva, how do we know that you need Hadar? How do you know that the Arab meaning have to be Hadar? That they have to be Mahudar. That'd be especially splendid. Because what does it say in that pasuk?
It says
Priyetz Hadar. Priyetz Hadar. What's that going on? The Esrog.
The Esrog.
Yeah, Priyetz Hadar. Yeah, the Kaplan's smart. So, that wasn't fair. So the Priyetz.
Definitely not.
So the Priyetz Hadar, so I want to say like this. Rabbi Yishmael holds Priyetz Hadar is singular. That has to be Hadar, right? So from every meaning, you have to have one which is Mahudar.
Okay.
Priyetz Hadar has to be Mahudar. Kapas Marn has to be Mahudar. Now, Anathri Tavos also, one has to be Mahudar. But Arbe Nachli can't say that. You know why? Because Anathri Tavos, the way Rabbi Shmuel Darshan's, each word means a single Hadas. Anath is one Hadas. Eitz is another Hadas. Avos is the third Hadassah. That's how he dashed it. So I can see each one is a separate mitzvah. I could say each one can be, one of them can be Mudr, and the other two don't have to be Mudr. But by Aravos, what does it say?
Arvei.
I can't separate between the two. So by the Aravos, they both have to be properly Mudr. So that's why, Rabbi Yishmael holds only by Hadas can I say the distinction between one which has to be harder, because we learn from that, so you need at least one which is harder, and the other two which are separate mitzvahs which don't have to be harder, as opposed to our Ravos, where they both have to be harder because you can't draw such a distinction. Rabbi Tafan holds that all three can be snapped, because he holds all three have to be mahudar. He doesn't draw that distinction between anaf, eitz, and avos, but on the other hand, he holds that snap can also hudar, as long as it nukvais, it doesn't matter if it's snapped or not. So that, I think, is the machlokas between the sort of the machlokas between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Yassa, katsok lach Rabbi Yassa, he came there and said, chamsu mevachin hadasa. Interesting. In Bavel, it seems they weren't makbin in hadas mishulash. They weren't makbin. It's takamasha away a little bit from the Bavli. It sounds like hadas mishulash was a new concept in Bavel. They didn't really have it, you know, at some point. But so he says, lo v'nei ma'arovim v'achrin hadasa. Why did they pick which hadasa to use? V'lo shmiya damar, Rabbi Simon, Mashem, Rabbi Shulam, and Levi. I'm sorry, v'lo shmiya, Rabbi Yassa did not hear that which Rabbi Simon said, Rabbi Shimon Levi, by Asher, the Pasuk in Nehemiah, by Asher, Yashmiu v'yaviru ko, which put out a voice, b'chol ram. And it says there in the Pasuk, although the rest of the Pasuk is not brought down here, but it's, of course, this being Rishami, it's important. It says that they should bring, for Sukkot's time, it says that they should bring Alei Hadas and Alei Avos. Carbonated brings that pasuk. Says bring Alei Hadas and Alei Avos, which is of course difficult because Hadas is Avos. So what does it mean? Bring both, right? Vlohi Hadas, Vlohi Eitz Avos, and it says bring both, right? What? How can you differentiate? Ella says more. It's talk a difference. Hadas l'sukkah the Eitz Avos lulav. For the sukkah, for the schach of the sukkah, you can use Hadas even if it's not mishulash. Even if it doesn't have three twigs, three leaves on the same level. But for the lulav, you need to have avos braided. And braided means that you have three leaves on the same level. So that's why, you know, it's just all they check which hadas in Dubai. Rabbi Zira have a takala. Rabbi Zira pronounced this in public. That's one interpretation. Pronounced it in public with a tkia. Everybody should know this because Rabbi Zira is also Babylonian. He came there to Israel. So he made a big pronouncement. Or else it means taka belibo, that he pushed it into his heart to make sure he remembers that to take the proper hadas mishulash for the mitzvah of lulav on sukkahs, and we will stop here for this evening.